Welcome, Thrillers. It's Jeff Schmidt, the maker of the madness here at Ominous Thrill. This is a bonus episode, 3-2 Here, where I share three other podcast shows I'm currently listening to that I think you might totally dig. But first, the next episode of Ominous Thrill will drop on Thursday, May 9th. It's called Advice After Dark. It's about a late-night radio host who delivers extreme advice to the delight of her audience until a creepy and dangerous listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Now, this radio setup is admittedly one we've heard done in audio fiction quite a bit. In fact, there are entire shows based around the radio broadcast idea, and that's for good reason. It's an amazing storytelling device. But I will say, I have not heard a radio show depicted quite like this one you'll hear in Advice After Dark. And even then, the story spends much more time with the characters when the microphone is turned off than when it's on. I'm really looking forward to dropping this one in your ears. It gets pretty crazy. I want to tell you more, but you'll just have to wait. May 9th, Advice After Dark. Okay, three podcasts I think you'll totally dig. First, and this is one I cannot recommend enough because of the influence it's had on me in creating Ominous Thrill, Campfire Radio Theater. It's a high-quality, full-cast anthology of horror, thriller, and suspense stories that have totally inspired me over the years. And when I say years, the creator, John Ballantyne, has been writing, casting, directing, sound designing these stories for over 10 years. There's more than 40 episodes. So even if you're already a subscriber, even if you've been following this show for years, chances are there might have been an episode or two that you missed. And even if you've heard them all, I encourage you to dig back into the catalog and rediscover some of those gems because they totally hold up. Campfire Radio Theater. Next up, a show I literally just discovered like 5 days ago, Regina Prime. It's been out for about a year. It follows the search for a 21st century urban explorer who stumbles onto a disturbing discovery while vlogging, yes, vlogging, in an abandoned scientific research facility. Created by Jessica Burson, another maker I'm finding a kindred spirit in, and that Jessica does it all, writes, directs, casts, performs, designs, and it's beautiful. The episodes are on the shorter side, typically, usually under 20 minutes, so the twists come rapidly, and if you're like me, you'll find yourself into the fifth or sixth episode before you even blink. Regina Prime. And finally, and don't at me for being late to the party on this one, Derelict. Now, I know Derelict doesn't need a signal boost from me. It's been out for many years. It's got a huge following. I've known about Derelict for some time. I've seen it on the charts. I've heard conversations about it online. And just recently, it joined the Fable and Folly Network, which is also the home to Ominous Thrill. So I knew it was well past time for me to dig in. And wow, it's Alien meets Bioshock meets Dead Space, totally my wheelhouse of loves. The horror, sci-fi, top-notch writing, acting, and sound design is totally inspiring me, and don't be surprised if you hear an episode or two of Ominous Thrill in the future that delves into the sci-fi horror, sci-fi thriller subgenres, because I'm totally inspired. Derelict. Okay, that wraps up this 3-2 Here. If you have a suggestion for a show I should hear and even suggest to listeners of Ominous Thrill, hit me up at ominousthrill@gmail.com or ominousthrill.com, and my socials are all there. Connect to me any of those ways. The next episode of Ominous Thrill, Advice After Dark, drops on May 9th. And until then, thrill you later.